All right, I got my tarot deck. So, what's this emergency reading all about? I'm not gonna charge you. You're my best friend. Hello, of course I'd never charge you for a reading. Tell me, have I ever judged any of your questions? Well, yeah, there's no way to predict someone's death date. Nothing is set in stone. Time is always changing its course. It's up to us what we make of it, and anything can happen. Yeah, okay. I predicted some things, but never anything as big as death. All right. I'll get to your question now. What kind of reading do you want? A love reading. Yeah, sure. You'll need to be more specific. I can't ask my cards whether someone likes you back or not. That's considered intrusive, not to mention unethical. Well, you could always rephrase. You could ask what your connection with this person looks like or how you can improve your relationship. Yeah, I can do that. Let me shuffle. Let's see what we got here. The Sun, Four of Wands, Five of Swords, Three of Pentacles, and Two of Cups. Well, looks like all the suits are in there. Wands, cups, swords, and pentacles. So you clearly have a really good and well-balanced relationship with them. You both seem to enjoy each other's company a lot. You make a strong team. Even though you may disagree and butt heads sometimes, the Two of Cups is, it indicates mutual attraction. I guess there's your answer. It looks like they like you back. I guess the universe knew it was information that was appropriate for you to know. Come on, there's no reason to hesitate. Things are obviously really good between you two, and it looks like the feeling is mutual. Do you want me to give you advice on how to confess? Alright, here's what I'll do. I'll pull one card to describe you, one to describe her, and one more card for extra input on the situation. Alright. Well, Queen of Wands, Queen of Swords, and Strength. The Queen of Wands is you, obviously. You're brave, you're confident, you're a social butterfly, but you also remember you don't rely on anyone to be happy. You're independent. The Queen of Swords is your crush. She's independent too, so you both clearly know to give each other space when needed. She's not biased, so if you're ever getting all fired up about something, she can give you a more logical perspective on the situation. She's a clear communicator. She sounds a lot like me. The Strength card seems to be telling you to just go for it. See, there's a lion on the card. The lion is that strength, the personification, or animification, if that's a word. Lions aren't afraid, they go straight for what they want. I'm honestly pretty surprised you haven't told her how you feel yet. You're usually such a go-getter. If she doesn't want you, that's on her. And she'd be stupid to reject someone as amazing as you. No, I'm not crying. My neighbor must be cutting onions. You know I hate those. No, it's fine. This isn't about me. This is about you and your reading. How I'm feeling right now isn't relevant to it. A tarot reader needs to be objective and unbiased. I'd pull another card, but it's not recommended to do any readings in while you're in an emotional state because it can affect the reading. My feelings would cloud and affect the reading, which wouldn't be fair to you. Because every person read for deserves to get a reading that is objective and not influenced by the reader's bias. Okay, if you really want me to tell you, I guess I'll fucking get on with it. I really like you, okay? And then you're coming to me asking for a love reading about your crush, which is fine, and you have the right to do that. It's just that it makes it hard on me. I tried to stay calm and not let my jealousy get the best of me, but when I pulled those cards and saw your crush is a lot like me, and the dynamic is a lot like ours, I couldn't help but think, fuck, that could have been me. Could have been me. And it's not. And it hurts. What do you mean, check again? I don't ask the same questions twice in the same go, and I think I interpreted the spreads pretty well. I'm not oblivious. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a very experienced reader. I know I make mistakes, but I don't think I missed anything this time. Just, let's not drag this out any further. I told you how I felt. You like someone else. End of story. Please don't drag it out. It only makes me hurt worse. What? Me? Wait. Am I really that oblivious for a tarot reader? Do you actually like me? I mean, I guess you're right. I don't know any girls like me who are as close to you as I am. I can't believe that flew over my head. So we like each other. What do we do now? No, I'm not pulling any cards for that. We can't rely on tarot cards to make all our decisions. And I don't need to pull my cards to know I want to kiss you. So, can I? I asked because I wanted to be courteous. I may try to be rational, but I feel like I could have burst too sooner or later. Guess we both have it really bad for each other. Come here, I want to kiss you again. Do you want to go on a date with me? It could be cozy and casual. It could even be right here, right now, on this couch, watching shitty, cheesy romance movies just to laugh at them. Awesome. I really could get used to this.